Good morning. I have Angel and Sharon. How's it going?
Yeah, not too bad. Just had a coffee and kind of waking up now.
Yeah, it is. It's a bit like that this on a Friday morning, isn't it?
Yep.
Hey, so now we've got the guest list, of course. Shouts out to New Zealand On Air. And got a pretty special event that you're organising, Sharon, coming up. The Gladstone Meets the Embankment, 1981 to 2026.
That's right, and it's going to be an awesome gig. So I've got some big stars playing, you know, from the Gladstone 1981. We just thought we'd do the Embankment because it's another pub and it's a good pub, and we've played there with the King Loser movie, after the King Loser movie, and we also played there with the Dead Moon tribute gig.
Yeah.
And so it's a very relaxed place, and the management are really great.
Yeah, wicked. So let's talk about the Gladstone, because, that was 1981. What was the legacy in and around the Gladstone?
Oh, well, it's just where it's about original music, people playing in bands playing original music.
Mm-hmm. Bands
used to tour through Auckland, used to come down a lot, tour the whole of the South Island. And you get to see everybody.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And so with the Gladstone, Jim Wilson was doing lots of those bookings for the bands as well?
Yep. Yes, he was, yeah.
So who's playing?
Okay, so this concept's about people who played there who are still playing now and still making records and still part of our musical community or musical family.
Wicked. And when is it?
It's on the 7th of February, which is Waitangi weekend, and it's a sad day night, and it starts at 5 o'clock and finishes at 12:30.
Wicked. And who's on the bill?
On the bill?
Yeah.
Angel?
Okay, yeah. First up we've got Richie Venus.
Yeah.
And we've got Immaculate Execution. We've got Stephen Kogel. We've got Jean-Paul Belmondo. We've got Tone Deaf. Guest appearance, we're hoping for Arnie Van Bussel.
From Night Shift Studios.
Yeah.
He's
famous, great.
Absolutely.
We're hoping he can make it, yes.
Okay, and bands are Negative Confessions. We've got Dead Animal Magnetism, The Loving Chains, Metal, and Androids.
Wicked. Yeah. Androids.
So. Yeah, Androids, yeah.
Yeah.
They had a really successful reforming recently when they did Radio On,
mm-hmm.
and they played at the Black Horse and the Rolling Stone, and very popular gigs, and so they'll be just getting together and doing a really wicked set. So they're the last band on, actually, and I do know that Nostalgia's on, so maybe people could come afterwards if they can't get there.
Yeah, it's a perfect follow-on.
Yeah, it is, eh? And it's only $20 for unwaged, mm-hmm. and $25 to get in.
Wicked,
Door, so I think it's a good price. And to get, Richie Venus is our first guest.
Oh, yeah, Richie's great.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And, okay, wicked. Now, we've got a couple of tracks in here, which have been, gifted from these musicians, and we've got Metal.
We have Metal because that's the Metal guys was JPS, Jean-Paul Sartre Experience. It's got David Mulcahy, and he was in Super 8 as well, and he's also in Metal. And so you've got Mark White on drums, who was Into the Void,
mm-hmm.
and we've got John Billows, who was with The Renderers, with Dark Matter, with The Ether, and now with Metal. So there's a three-piece band who are just really awesome.
Yeah, excellent. All right, let's go into a Metal. And woohoo!
I'm
Oh, wicked, man. That sounds like Motorhead.
Yeah, it does. It's got that vibe, definitely. Ooh, you know, wicked. Hey, might see Mark White set of sticks on fire, you know, if we're lucky.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. We've got, what about Richie Venus, Forbidden Planet? Yep.
Yeah, that'd be great. We'd love to hear Richie's playing that. And, yeah, he's got some great songs. And, of course, he's the first one. So everyone should try and get there at 5 because 5:30, sorry, because everyone, he's the first one up. And he's a treasure.
Yeah.
He's our treasure. So, yeah.
Richie Venus, the treasure. There we go. Richie Venus, who will be playing at the Embankment for the Gladstone reunion on Saturday the 7th of February.
Waitangi weekend.
Yep. Waitangi weekend. Yeah, it's shaping up pretty nicely, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Yeah,
very
cool.
Excited. Yeah.
And you've got such legendary acts happening.